with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still. Dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. Split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of TLB Talk Radio. And this is episode number 57. So we're really getting up there, and I appreciate all of you who listen. The title of today's show is Rising Distrust of the Science. Yeah. And we're going to get into that because I'm sure this is something that most of you who would listen to a show like this have already done your own thinking about. All right, TLB Talk Radio is on RBN. We love the RBN platform. RBN is basically a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project. John Stattmiller was the media director of TLB Talk when he was alive, and he came in to help us put a social media platform together, which is the sponsor of this show, TLB Talk. And this allows you a place where you can go and talk, a place where you can go and say the things you know that need to be said, but you just seem to can't, I don't know, you just seem to not be able to do it and far too many places today, which in a, I don't know, in a republic, in a constitutional republic, isn't saying a whole hell of a lot, and it doesn't put a smile on my face, but that's not what today's show is about. Okay, as usual, before we get started, I would like to once again thank RBN for the platform, and Sam, who is the producer of this show and does an excellent job. I would also like to thank Annie over at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show every Thursday on her network and also hosts my newest show, which is co-hosted by Stephen Roberts, and that's Eagle's Eye Report, and that's Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Central. These mechanisms are a significant part of the weekly success of the Liberty Beacon Project's message. A lot of people not just hear this show, but we have six global websites, including a social media website. So we have a big message. We get it out all over the planet, not just the United States. And if it wasn't for platforms like RBN, then our message would be maybe just as good, but how many people would actually hear it or know it or read it? So I'm going to tell you, if you want to help RBN, donate. Not a joke. I think you all know I'm serious about that. And I'm going to say the same thing I say every week, just in case somebody is here who hasn't heard me say this before. All right? If you are somebody who donates to these platforms, then you are appreciated. But if you're somebody who donates on a, I don't know, on a not so regular basis, maybe a month, this month and 2 or 3 months without, and then, you know, you throw something in then and it's $20 here and it's $30 there and it's $50 here, whatever. That's great. And these platforms really appreciate that. I know RBN does. I know a lot of the staff there very well. So the appreciation is there. But what isn't there is the continuity. In other words, they're not sure if you're going to put something in this month or maybe next month or the month after. And when you do, they're going to go, hey, he put something in or she put something in, and that's great. But the thing of it is, there's no continuity. What do I mean by continuity? If you over the course of a year average, say, $120 worth of donations, and I'm using that number just because it's simple to do the math, okay? So if your average over the course of the year is $120, instead of doing the sporadic donations, which is very much appreciated, the next time you go in, divide that 120 by 12, which comes to $10, and donate $10 and click the button that says make this a monthly reoccurring donation. Why does Roger keep saying that? And for all of you who've never heard it, why am I saying that? This allows these platforms to build a budget. It allows them some confidence in how much money's coming in each month. What can I count on? If I wanted to expand a service, if I wanted to get a new server, if I wanted to, can I count on enough each month to be able to do this? With a sporadic donation, they can put the money aside and hope that over a period of time they might have enough to do that. Or if enough people check the little box that says make this a monthly donation, they can build a budget and give you bigger, better, faster. It helps these platforms tremendously to know what's going to come in each month. Why do I beat this up every single show? Because RBN means that much to me. Okay, I would ask you to do the same thing for TLB Talk. TLB Talk has absolutely no corporate donors whatsoever or advertisers at all. Listen to me. The day you start taking corporate money, I know this. I'm the founder of the TLB Project and TLB Talk. The day you start taking corporate money is the day you start taking corporate orders. We will not do that. So if enough people don't support TLB Talk to keep it up and running, it will go away. I won't bend a knee to corporations to run that platform. We will run that platform or it will not exist. So with all of that being said, I've got to get into a topic that I feel far too few people are talking about but absolutely needs to be discussed. And I've got a lot of information to put out, and most of you know what I'm about to say. Roger loves callers. Roger screwed up when he initially decided to do this show and volunteered to do a one-hour show. I should have done a two-hour show. I didn't. So getting enough information out to you pretty much precludes on a weekly basis. It's very rare that I have time to take callers. And even on the shows I do take callers, it's only in the second half hour. And even then, I don't get a lot of callers because most people are aware that Roger doesn't usually take callers. Okay, today there will be no calls simply because of the volume of information I need to put out. So with that being said, let's roll into this. As usual, I take my inspiration for each show from the research that I'm doing, which I'm doing constantly and daily, or an article that has recently been published on our flagship website, thelibertybeacon.com. Today's no exception. Much, but certainly not all, maybe not even half, but enough so that it needs to be said of what you will hear presented today comes from an article written by Adam Vasari. And of course, links to that article will be in the article that's published every single Monday, the day after the show, on thelibertybeacon.com with this show embedded in it and a link to the article that Adam has written that I felt important enough to at least take some of his great talking points and add them to this show. I will not do a show using someone else's material or information unless I make you aware of it. I need you to understand that I'm not the only person that thinks this way, and there are other people out there who have a good level of credibility that I am bringing in to that reservoir of information I'm imparting to you. Okay, so, and again, you know, I always have sinus issues when I start a show, and I think it's all psychosomatic. Yes, I screwed that up intentionally, but that's the way it is, and I know most of you have learned to live with it, and I appreciate that. Okay, rising distrust of the science, and I've got those air quotes up there. The words, the science. I didn't just say science. I said the science. Remember that because it's going to be important as we continue. As a baby boomer, I look back on my entire life, with the exception of maybe the last few years, and find an absolute respect for whatever was presented in the name of science. We were raised believing that scientists were the most honest, trustworthy, and deserving of respect on the planet. Why? Because as a scientist, your information had to be peer-reviewed. In other words, you couldn't just write a bunch of gunk and put it out there and have everybody believe it because you put scientists after it. Or you put doctor after it, or PhD after it, okay? Your information was usually peer-reviewed before it was published, which meant that other people of as much trust as you gleaned had already looked at your information and said, yes, this is current, this is accurate. So these people were trustworthy beyond belief. And let's take it to the next level. This included doctors who are, as we believe, also scientists basically in their own right. Science was revered. Science was respected. Science was rarely, if ever, questioned. Science generated awe and elation for the most part. Could science change? Could it be modified, updated, or upgraded? Yes, but in a logical fashion that also generated respect and understanding. If I published a paper and 2 years later we found something out that made something that was in my paper maybe not quite as accurate, I'm not off the chart, but not quite so accurate, so that in the end result we came up with a slightly different solution to that portion of science, then we could publish this information and put it in context. And what did that do? That added even more confidence to the people who believed in you. Because you not only have the ability to put science out, but you knew that if you were wrong, it was incumbent upon you to let us know and let us know why and what the ramifications were and how those changes may affect science. So again, it actually built trust. It didn't delete trust. It didn't make it go away. It didn't diminish it. So we knew that science was malleable. We knew that it wasn't exact, unless you're God. We knew that there may be changes, but science was trusted because the mechanisms that were used to record it, the mechanisms that were used to transmit it, were all trusted. This had been done over hundreds of years and accelerated in the 21st century. Well, actually accelerated in the 20th century, but it went into overdrive in the 21st century. But we're going to get to 21st century just a little bit further on, okay? Again, I need to explain, scientists, along with doctors, were the most trusted people on the planet, far above politicians. In matter of fact, in a lot of cases, far above clergy. Science was science, and it was rock solid because it had to be in order to be published. Okay. In the last several decades, chinks in science's armor began to appear. And what do I mean by chinks? Okay. Global warming. Yeah. 5G. Yeah. Geoengineering. Yeah. And many more scenarios began to leak doubt on the longstanding invulnerability of science. I have written thousands of articles. I have done thousands of shows in the last 15 years. This is not an exaggeration. Go to the Liberty Beacon, type in Roger Landry, hit enter. That's just one website. I have published on at least a dozen websites and done shows on at least a dozen platforms over those 15 years. And I do shows 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as many as 7 a week. So you figure out how much I have done. I have done massive research and publishing on global warming. We were told the Glacier National Park was going to be closed by 2020 because all the glaciers would be gone, except they're bigger than they ever were. We were told that 5G was not harmful, but we know that the concentration of many more elements, because it's such a higher frequency. And remember, Roger worked in technology for 30 years. I worked for Raytheon facilitating DOD contracts for 22 years. And I worked in the U.S. Navy as a nuclear submarine electronics technician and sonar technician for 8 years. I'm not new to technology. We were told 5G would never hurt you. The science backed it up. That's the science. Here we go with the science, okay? But yet we know that children and adults living within a concentration of these 5G antennas, the cancer rate is off the chart. And prior to the installation of these transceivers, it wasn't. Does one and one make two in your book? Because it sure as the hell does in my book. And I was screaming about this when 5G was just being proposed, never mind installed. And while you were all locked down, all of us, in a plandemic, yeah, I said that intentionally, the military was being used to expand the 5G network in this country. Why? All right. Geoengineering. How the hell do you explain looking up in your sky? We already know global warming's a joke. Okay, but if you look up in your sky almost every day, almost anywhere in this country, you will see massive lines going through your sky. We know for a fact that a majority of what falls from the sky, because anything that is put in the sky in a gravity well will eventually settle to the ground. We see trees dying in the middle of summer. They're losing their leaves. And we know that all of this nano-sized particles of aluminum are settling to the ground and you are breathing them in. If you're drinking any fluoridated water, which a vast majority of anybody who lives in a, I don't know, a seriously populated area is, the fluoride opens the blood-brain barrier and allows these particles of aluminum into your brain. And we know for a fact that in cross-sections of brains from people who have died of Alzheimer's, what they find inevitably over and over again is a saturation of aluminum particles in the brain. What does aluminum do to the brain? It slaughters brain cells. It destroys the synapses between brain cells, so you can't think. Gee, what is, I don't know, what were we talking about? Alzheimer's. You can't remember. So we know the global warming. We know that 5G. We know the geoengineering. At least I did for years. I touted the absolute danger of this, but yet the science was telling everybody out there that I was an idiot, that I was a conspiracy theorist, that I was wearing a tinfoil hat. Not just me, a lot of people. Okay? A lot of us saw this and we talked about it. But the general science out there had everybody of significance, or a vast majority of the population, believing that the globe was going to warm to the point where, hey, look, did you know that as of 2 years ago, the entire eastern seaboard was supposed to be underwater due to melting ice caps? Except why are the elites still buying mansions right on the waterfront? Wait a minute. Aren't they the ones that are pushing global warming? Aren't they the ones telling us that the entire eastern seaboard and Glacier National Park would be underwater? But yet they're still buying mansions on the coast. Yeah, that makes sense to everybody, doesn't it? And there's many more scenarios. But the invulnerability of science started to crack. Okay? But let's talk about health and biology. All right? Its positions pretty much remain steadfast because this is what we were told. This is what our children were told. Trust your doctor. Trust the science. The vaccines would never harm you. Certain drugs you were supposed to take wouldn't harm you. The food you were eating with the additives wouldn't harm you or sterilize you. This was the science. Until about the last decade, and this is when I started, and a lot of other people started writing about this stuff in a very hurried fashion, in a very voluminous fashion, okay? This is when Big Pharma's transgressions began to seriously muddy the waters of respect. And now we put special emphasis on the last 3 years, during which a huge chunk of so-called biological or health science has gone to hell in a handbasket. Why? Who is one of the biggest purveyors of this? Who literally made the science something that, I don't know, it's a phrase known globally, especially all over the country today. Gee, would that be Fauci Capesta? I mean, Fauci? If you want to know somebody who has butchered science far beyond, and I didn't say the science, because what he is talking is the science. I said he has butchered science far beyond any other representative of science I can remember in my 68 years. But let me ask you a question. Why, as a, I don't know, somebody who works for you and me, a government employee, why, first off, was he the highest paid, even more than the president, individual working for the U.S. government, and why is he worth millions of dollars in kickbacks, most of which have come in the last 3 to 4 years? Wasn't he the purveyor of the science? I don't know. Ask him. He sure told us that, didn't he? Look around you today. The science is now a tool of propaganda. I said the science, not science. The science is now a tool of propaganda. It was never supposed to be. Why? Because it was so trusted by so many of us We would believe just about anything we were told as long as it came with somebody that had doctor in front of their name or PhD at the end of their name. It's now a tool for political gain. What? We're talking science, not politics, but it has forced the biggest political gains we have seen in a century in the last couple of years. It's now a tool for massive monetary gain. How much money has Big Pharma made in the last 3 years? How much money has Anthony Fauci made in the last 3 years due to royalties from Big Pharma? But hey, you got to trust this guy. He's going to give you the science. All right. It's also now a tool to support and hide tyranny. I need you. See, I work for Big Pharma, or I work for an intel agency, or I am a politician, and I'm going to get a hold of a social media platform, and I'm going to tell you that this account needs to be shut down, this account needs to be shut down, this account needs to be shut down, because they're not telling you what I am. Never mind the fact that what I'm telling you is a load of crap. I'm the person you're supposed to be listening to. How many times did you hear Fauci say, just do what I tell you to because I am the science? Yes, he literally said that. But today we know that 90% of what came out of his mouth was crap. And it destroyed how many lives? And how many businesses? Yeah. But yet, your stuff was taken off of social media. The information you were given via mainstream media was slanted in such a fashion to support the science, but never to support science. Only to support the science, the acceptable science. So now we've got the propaganda. Now we've got the political gain. Now we've got the monetary gain. And now we've got that we need to hide the tyranny. This is what science has become, people. Anybody who thinks I'm joking, anybody who thinks I'm exaggerating or I've got any of this wrong, I dare you to put a comment on the article tomorrow, which this will be published with and embedded in, and I will bury you. I never get this upset. I never raise my voice like this unless I can absolutely back up beyond a shadow of a doubt whatever's coming out of my angry mouth right now. And I can. I remember science when I was a kid. And what I'm calling science today, or what we are being told to call science today, is nothing like it. Yeah. Again, look around you today. Science is now a tool of propaganda, a tool for political gain, a tool for massive monetary gain, a tool for support, to support and hide tyranny, and is no longer trusted anywhere near the level it once enjoyed as a matter of fact, not a guess. And every day we go forward with what's going on in Congress right now, where they're bringing all of these questions out, you will see the science become less and less trusted as days go on. The big problem here is that far too many people believe that the science is science. It's not. I'll tell you what, we'll hold this till the other side of the break because I'm going to run with this, believe me.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking.
I would love to let this play forever. But I just need to get a bunch more information put out, okay? So understand, where I left off is look around you today. The science is now a tool of propaganda, political gain, massive monetary gain, and to support and hide tyranny. All right. when unquestioningly believing the science now leads to millions of unnecessary deaths and billions of injuries globally, or political gains of massive and tyrannical nature, it, or what is wrongly being termed or sold as science, has now been resigned to the wastebasket of obsolete mechanisms of trust. And it may never fully recover. Will we bring those who have committed these literal, crimes against humanity, will they be brought to justice? Hopefully what's going on in Congress will facilitate that. Will we see people held accountable? Yes, we will. But what will never leave your mind is the fact that it happened. And unless very stringent guidelines are put in place, this will happen again in the future, because it has proved to be a massively, effective tool. They locked an entire planet down. They forced or coerced over 6 billion people already to get the most dangerous pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity, not one time, but in a lot of cases, as many as 5 times. We have seen a massive die-off. So the trust in the science right now, and even science right now, has fallen off a freaking cliff. And who's the captain of that ship? Yeah, that would be Fauci. Okay? The guy most of America and most of the world trusted explicitly. All right, so let's dive into the existing politics, economics, and tyranny of science as it has been used via a liberal cast. I'm going to tweak it down to a political, entity at this point, to gain power and solidify control on levels it could never have achieved without such a mechanism or tool of trust and belief. Without the science, without the biological science, without the help science, a vast majority of what has been perpetrated on humanity over the last couple of years would never have existed. It couldn't have. All right, I start by asking the question, exactly what science does the left follow? Now, I'm not telling you that there's nobody on the right that hasn't fallen into this trap or isn't an agent of this tyranny. That would be wrong. There are what we call uniparty members. But I'm talking in general, and I'm talking pretty much global. A lot of this is focused on what we would term to be the liberal portion of society. Okay, we're going to dive in at this point to some of the information that, because you've already heard a good deal of what I had to say, let's hear what Adam has to say. Okay, let's hear. Over the past few years, one of the rallying cries in favor slogans of the left for many cultural and political issues, at least, has been follow the science. Fauci, follow the science. You heard St. Fauci and company say it ad nauseum throughout the COVID plandemic. The same man you can think is part of, at least for starting the pandemic, partly responsible, and in the first place, due to his generous donation to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The reason why, one of the reasons why so many people are desperately trying to hide the origination of this virus is the fact that Fauci and his NIH compadres funded the research in this Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now, at the same time, there's another show I'm going to do on this that says even this what we're hearing today may be a lot of propaganda and a lot of, are you kidding me? But today we're going to roll with the fact that this probably was released from the Wuhan lab. And I would tell you, in a lot of cases, my belief, my personal belief, so don't tack it to anybody else, is that this was intentionally released, not an accident. Try Event 201 and a couple of other things where they absolutely did everything they could to be ready for this. Why would you spend years preparing for something if there was no chance, or you'd had no knowledge of when it could, if it could ever happen? You have heard it for years coming from the green cult. Okay, follow the science. Demanding that you follow the science of climate change, lest the world end in 10 years. Again, it didn't. As AOC was so helpfully informed us, will happen if we don't take immediate drastic action. They were saying this 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and every single prediction, all of the polar bears were going to die. There's a lot of polar bears today. The ice caps were going to melt. The ice caps not only haven't melted, in a lot of areas, they're bigger than they've ever been. You hear extreme left-wing doctors tell you to follow the science when it comes to gender-affirming care, GAC, for minors. Listen to me, for minors, otherwise known as chemical and physical castration of minors. Mutilation and drugging of people who are not legally old enough to consent so much, I don't know, or at all for these procedures and practices. And nowadays, it can be done without parental consent because they will take your children away and then do it to your children. This is the science. Follow the science. But curiously, they never tell you follow the science of biology, even though gender-affirming care, GAC, is a topic directly and obviously related to biology. Why might that be? Why do you never hear him connecting it to a biological source? Could it be because biological reality would directly refute not only GAC, but topple the entire fragile house of cards that their agenda and belief system is based on? No, the left does not want you to follow the real science of biology because it would completely blow holes in their asinine, insane political narratives. If people followed the science of biology and recognized anatomical reality, then they would know that there are only two sexes, can only be two sexes, and will ever only be two sexes. And that, I don't know, those born with a double X chromosome will be female for life, no matter what they do to mutilate themselves, and no matter how much testosterone they take. And that those born with an XY chromosome will be male for life, no matter what cosmetic surgery they get or how much makeup they wear. Okay? They would see Dylan Mulvaney and instantly recognize, no, he's a male, if you followed the science of biology. They don't want you to do that. They don't want you to understand there could never be more than two sexes. No matter what you do to your body, chemically or physically, there can never be more than two sexes, period. Now, you can call it anything you want. This is where the tyranny and the politics comes in. But not the science, people. They have corrupted the science. And they never attach it to biological science. You will never hear them do that. They would also know that men cannot get pregnant, no matter how many times you hear it, even in Congress, when people are up in front of congressmen asking them, can men get pregnant? And they say yes. Okay? No matter how many times mentally disturbed people tell themselves they can, there is no such thing as a female penis. And no, I'm not trying to be vulgar here. That is a word that describes a part of a man's body. And that the only time a man could ever bleed in his pelvic area is when he gets his reproductive organs removed by a surgeon, at which time the surgeon would invert it and try to sew it back onto him in some rough shape of a female reproductive organ on the inside, and then create external organs like the clitoris out of scrotum tissue, which they call a vaginoplasty, to give it an air of scientific credibility, when all it is in reality is a Frankensteinian-like mad science experiment. It doesn't work. You won't get pregnant. You are not a woman. But you can tell everybody you are, because that's the science. And remember, they want to do this to children under the age of 18 without their parental consent, because they follow the science, the kids, for which they have no actual empirical evidence or data supporting their approach, because such a procedure has never been studied long enough or in depth enough, as Matt Walsh, if you do a little research, points out blatantly. It's not science, people. It's the science. Okay, but why else doesn't the left like biology? Could it be because biology indicates to them that a pregnant woman's fetus has a heartbeat after 6 weeks of gestation, which means that it is a human being, when as far as the left is concerned, it should be just, or could be just, a clump of cells? Perhaps this inconvenient fact would interrupt the science's hegemony in American political discourse, and of course inconvenience one of the largest benefactors to the science, which is the Democratic Party and their compatriot Planned Parenthood. They both benefit from the massive abortions, where they are told over and over again, that is not a human being. That is not a living human being. You can do whatever you want to it. Again, that is the science. It is not science. If the mother knew the dangerous science, she might be less likely to visit the death factory that gets so much support and so much financial backing. There's the financial part we were talking about, isn't it? And that's just a small portion of it. How about, listen, but it isn't just biology that inconveniences these people. It's virology, too. As early as October 4th, 2020, the Great Barrington Declaration was signed by nearly 50 epidemiologists and other public health officials. In it, these real scientists voiced their concerns about what was the present COVID-19 public health policies and recommended 3 years early what the science is just now coming to acknowledge was actually true. Current lockdown policies, or any lockdown policies, were producing devastating effects on short and long-term public health. An absolute fact. It's now recorded. The results, to name a few, included lower childhood vaccination rates, worsening cardiovascular disease outcomes, fewer cancer screenings, deteriorating mental health, leading to greater excess mortality in years to come. They then went on to recommend natural immunity and herd immunity and focused protection of the most vulnerable to acquiring the virus, which again, the science is just now coming around to. So when we talk about this, when we talk about the Great Barrington Declaration, if they had been listened to 3 years ago, the impact on this planet would have been minuscule compared to what it is, and it's still growing. Far less people would have been vaccinated. Lockdowns wouldn't have existed. Suicides at the rate far beyond anything we could imagine. I could go on and on. But they were demonized. They were beaten to the ground. Anybody who signed a Great Barrington Declaration was considered an enemy of we the people. Why? Because they were telling you science, not the science. But because President Trump was presented with the faux science instead of actual science, and Biden, who is owned and compromised, just did what he was told, 15 days to flatten the curve turned into what? Over 1,000 days to flatten the curve. Sure, these scientists who signed the declaration knew how to do science, but they didn't know how to do the science. They couldn't play the political game. So they were caught up in the trap and they were beaten into the ground. Again, had we listened to them, how much of this never would have happened? Only Dr. Fauci knew how to do the science, which is why he waffled on every single recommendation he made. And after settling on one, ended up getting it wrong. The science told us to mask constantly and everywhere you go in public, including outdoors and in your car, even though masks were ineffective and preventing transmission and caused more issues. The science told us that schools must remain closed for as long as it takes to stop the spread. Even though children were at such a low risk, it was insane of getting infected by COVID. The science told us not only that vaccines would prevent infection, but that they would be more effective than natural immunity. And then we saw twice and thrice vaccinated people getting infected with COVID, sometimes for a second time. Listening to me, people? Are you? So why does the science have such a dismal track record of getting things wrong? Because it's not science. The science is what is known as, and I'm not sure I'm going to get this right, it's Lysenkoism, named after a Soviet biologist and ergonomist, and his first name is Trofim. It essentially has come to represent the fashion or the fusion of real empirical established science that allows room for correction and adjustment, as we discussed and I put out in the beginning, and it's subject to change with new data with official state government policy. In other words, we take real science and we mix it with politics and we mix it with profitability. And you get the science. Who did this guy work for? He worked for Lenin. What did he do? He helped to cement Marxism and the Marxist dogmatism. He used the science, the trusted science, even in Russia at the time, to get so many people on board with what they were doing and how they intended to do it. And from there, it bled into the rest of the world. And now I would say Fauci's probably one of the best on the planet. Thus, get where we are today. Official government policy informed by manipulated and curated science that the government itself has informally demanded scientists to collude with government to craft a scientific narrative that is completely intransigent and not willing to be adjusted in the light of new evidence, and the exclusion of any scientific options that run contrary to the government's agendas, goals, or official statements. The science cannot be wrong, ever. The science can never be wrong, will never be modified. That's not how science works. But science can be, not the science. Science can be, and it is willing to seek the actual truth instead of the government's truth. This is why the science should be followed. This is why the science should not be followed, but science should always be followed. Look, we have beaten this up over and over and over again. We have looked at what was forced down our throat 3 years ago. We have seen the destruction of our economy. We have seen over 25 million dead globally and over 2 billion harmed by the most dangerous pharmaceutical component ever used on humanity. We have seen our skies poisoned every single day at some point in this country with geoengineering. We have seen vaccines sterilizing Americans to the point where in 2014, America had a 314,000 birth deficit. What do you think it is today? We have seen climate change or global warming put to such a high level that you are being told you will have to drive an electric car real soon because it will save the planet, except that none of their predictions have ever come true. Anybody today who believes in the science is a freaking moron. We must believe in science. The problem with that is most people can't divide one from the other. A lot of this will come to light. And people will be taken to task. My question to everybody in closing is this, okay? And I don't mean this is my last word, but in shutting this conversation down is this, okay? How long will it take people like me to trust science again? Because it has been so intruded upon, so impregnated by, so beaten down by the science. When the CDC, whose job it is to keep us safe and healthy, when the FDA, whose job it is to keep us safe and healthy, when the NIH, whose job it is to keep us safe and healthy, need I go on? Sit out there and constantly promote the science and literally and politically and legally shut you down for promoting science? How long do you think it's going to take for the trust to come back? We have seen, in my eyes, is probably irreparable damage to the faith and trust we used to have in science. And if you don't think that isn't one of the biggest kicks in the sack humanity has ever received, you're a moron. Everything we do today is in at one level or another based on science. Today, it is corrupted by and overtaken by the science. And if people like Fauci aren't seriously held accountable, if we don't see Nuremberg-style trials for the millions dead and the billions who are harmed and the billions who over the next 3 to 5 years will actually die because they don't have an immune system anymore, when the geoengineering continues, when the climate change continues to destroy your life and your economy, it's time to step up, people, because this isn't science. This is global politics by an elitist caste that wish to take humanity under their wing and totally rule. Two things. We'll talk to you about this again next week. Think about it, please.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.